just with the basics, I think it's helpful if we kind of just look at overall what is the case about, who has the burden of proof. A lot of these claims end up dealing with issues where the burden of proof becomes very important. And so, of course, as you know, in general, the insured's going to bear the initial burden of showing coverage, showing that a claim falls within the coverage under the policy. And then the insurer, by statute, is going to bear the burden of proving the applicability of any exclusion, any avoidance defense. So that's generally speaking where the burden of proof lies. However, what we see often in these first-party hail and wind cases are issues of concurrent causation. So we're going to spend some time talking about that. The doctrine of concurrent causation goes back quite a ways under Texas law. And generally speaking, the concept is that when a covered and non-covered peril, so take, for example, hail, which would be covered, and then something that's not covered, like wear and tear under most policies, combine to create a loss, then the insured is only going to be entitled to recover that portion of the damage caused solely by the covered perils. All right, and the key here, from my point of view, is that the policyholder is going to have the burden of providing the evidence capable of segregating those damages, capable of enabling a trier of fact to segregate those damages from covered and non-covered damages. So I wanted to show you, just as a way of example, a few cases that I think illustrate this well, and then talk about, from a practical standpoint, what Bob and I see out there when we're dealing with these types of cases. We tried to find more recent cases, but some of the most applicable ones go back a ways. The State Farm versus Kipe, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, case from the Dallas Court of Appeals dealt with the hail claim where the adjuster for State Farm went out and saw one mark that could have been hail and noted that and wrote an estimate, which of course was well below the applicable deductible at that time.